Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardashian, and I appreciate that you're tuning in to hear the message from the horses this past week. Now, you have no way of knowing this except for the fact that I'm going to tell on myself, because I had planned to record this podcast yesterday, and it was going to be on overthinking, and the horses were showing me a whole lot of really intricate and cool things about ways to get ourselves out of overthinking. And I'm not sure, this might be overthinking take one, and then we'll do overthinking later if they start to, if this message reemerges, because yesterday as I was on the way to the barn, I got one of those phone calls that you never want to get, you know, something's wrong with one of the horses. And in this instance, it was Annie. And Annie is not a horse that things go wrong with. Sometimes she's a little off, or, you know, might be a little ouchy in her hip or in her back. But, you know, she's not one of the ones that has a harder time coping with things. And so, of course, caring for her became top priority. And what had happened is she had, I'm not sure how, if she lay down in a place or slid or something, she was in the shelter and she couldn't get back up. She was lying down, she couldn't get back up by herself. And once she was helped to get up, then she just was a little ADR. As my sister taught me, as they taught her in vet school, ADR is ain't doing right. She was picking at food, she pooped, but you could tell that there was something, you know, inside that wasn't quite right. And so, like any other horse person, that becomes the primary focus, because our horses are basically stomachs with legs, and we wanted to get everything right. So I spent a lot of time, walked her, got her to a place where she looked like she was somewhat comfortable, but not quite all the way. So, you know, thank goodness for Banamine, gave her some of that. And then I spent a lot of time helping her release tension through Reiki and combing, holding space, being observant. And as I was doing that, and kind of had somewhere in the background, I'm sure, these ideas of overthinking rattling around, and here I am, you know, in the moment with this horse, focusing on what she was communicating to me through her energy, through her body language, and best that I could, staying there and not going to the what if or oh my goodness, because I can get quite swirly in those moments, and sometimes I'm starting to worry about what comes next, rather than being right in the moment of what is. And I completely believe, because not only do our bodies basically know how to heal themselves, so do the horses. And probably there's no even better than us, because they don't necessarily get into that overthinking and trying to figure things out. And basically what it is it worrying and attaching ourselves already to an outcome that we don't want. And I think that's the message that the important piece this week for overthinking is, oftentimes when we do that, energetically we're attaching to something that we don't want and trying to figure out how to prevent that. And with how our subconscious works, if we're focusing on what we want to prevent, inadvertently we're leading ourselves to that. And I know it can be counterintuitive, and we're taught so much that, you know, you focus on a problem, you figure it out. You figure it out. You keep thinking about it till you figure it out. And for a lot of us that are sensitive, perceptive, emotional, for those of us that get our information from other places than just the brain in our heads, we can be making decisions and taking actions that don't really encompass most of our knowledge, most of our wisdom. Because I've heard, and I completely believe, you know, we really, in essence, have three brains. We have the one in our head, we have one in our heart, and then we have one kind of in what you could call our gut, our intestines, our center, you know, whichever language you prefer, but in the center of what sustains us, so to speak, nourishes us. And really, the horses help us balance all three of those brains, because that is when we can make the most aligned decision, and we aren't necessarily thinking too much or attaching ourselves to an outcome we don't desire. We're in the moment, we're perceiving what is, we're going on the knowledge that we have within us, what our environment is offering us, and then we're taking a step that feels aligned. And how you can recognize that the action that you want to take is aligned is you might have a little hesitation. You know, we might be like, oh my gosh, I really want to do this and I'm not quite sure, but I know I need to do it for some reason and take that step, rather than feeling over the top scared. Or oftentimes we'll have a sense of irritation when we want to do something and it's not in alignment. And not necessarily saying we're furious at somebody or that we've ramped up that irritation into anger, because there is a continuum there. And whenever we experience anger, it's a secondary emotion. Something else happened first for us to get angry. We might have gotten scared or hurt, sad, you know, feeling misunderstood, for example. And whenever we get just that little unsettled or irritation, if we can become more aware that that might be letting us know that we're proceeding down a route that's not aligned with our authenticity. Because anger is nature's way of letting us know that our boundaries are being intruded on. And we can, in essence, intrude on our own boundaries, our own alignment, when we start overthinking things, when we listen to the critical voices or the voices of people that aren't necessarily aware of what our heart experience is, but they're going to tell us what we should do. And of course, that isn't going to bring us into our authentic alignment and allow us to proceed with heart, even though the path could be challenging, but we can feel it with all of our brains that it's the right action for us. So that was the gift from Annie, who, by the way, is just fine today. Thank goodness everything came together, and people that were supposed to come out canceled, other people did. And yesterday was a tiring day, and it was a beautiful, wonderful day. And I learned so much, and I have so much appreciation and gratitude for those that could have been supporting us and didn't even know that they were. So thank you very much for listening to this slightly different podcast than I thought that I was going to share with you. But encouraging all of us, I think Annie's message was pretty big and bold for how she communicates things. You know, be authentic. Follow what really speaks to your heart and your soul. align your three brains, and I hope we both do. I'm going to include Annie on this, that you have a fabulous week. And if you would like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page at Hidden Promise. Our website is confidencethroughconnection.com. And we'll speak with you again next week. Bye for now.